Okay. Seems like the more I, quote-unquote, see clearly, the more depressed I feel, rather than freedom. Nothing seems to be of interest or worth bothering with. The level of depression borderlines on suicidal sometimes, which concerns me. When I feel this way, I can't seem to meditate to help situations. I get frozen. Any practice suggestions? One of the things that's important in terms of seeing clearly is also, you know, we have to pay attention to the lens with which we're seeing clearly with. Because sometimes we see clearly, but then we focus on that which takes us into negativity or aversion or annihilation, and that's always the, from the Buddhist perspective, it's all associated with, vipava tanha, the desire for not being, not wanting, the pushing away, and that takes one into dark places of depression or nihilism, that's where fundamental base lines of virtue and good action and feeling good about it is important. Generosity and kindness and connecting with other people in wholesome ways. It's really important. The perception that somehow one can meditate oneself into enlightenment without having to feel good about oneself or feel good about the world around one. And I don't think that's helpful. I think these fundamental ways of establishing like Dana Bharami, Sila Bharami, these are ways that allow a human being to feel good about being human. Reflections on, aspects of the reflections on refuge, having refuge in something that uplifts the mind, that uplifts the heart, that allows the heart to take delight. When the Buddha talks about his first kind of injunction to the first 60 monks who realized liberation, and then he said, go out in all, no person should go together with each other, go out in all different directions. Go out for the welfare and the happiness of all beings. And that's it. That sense of this is what it's about is establishing some kind of a connection with what is wholesome, what is skillful, which brings welfare and happiness to ourselves and others. These are fundamental perspectives, and we can get sometimes caught into, say, over-critical, over-negative perceptions of ourself and the world, and it's important to recognize that, okay, that's an increase in unwholesome dhammas and a decrease of wholesome, and to be able to find ways to draw close to what is actually going to be for the arising of what is wholesome, is good, is brightening to the mind.